Hi, this is Nicole DeBoer, Associate Editor for SearchStorage.com. Today I'm speaking with George Crump, who is the founder and senior analyst at Storage Switzerland. How are you doing today, George?
I'm doing great, Nicole. Thank you.
Great. We're going to be talking about storage virtualization, so let's get right into it.
Okay.
So, George, what types of storage infrastructures are deploying storage virtualization today?
It generally ranges across the whole data center spectrum. It varies from customer to customer, but we see both small enterprises as well as very large enterprises. The driving need is the desire to simplify the entire storage process.
Okay, great. So we've heard that once you decide on a storage virtualization approach, it's kind of hard to undo. How much is this affecting the pace of deployment?
I don't think it's any harder than deploying any other storage platform. In general, once you decide on a storage platform, you're committed to that platform for a period of time. You may run a storage virtualized platform in parallel. As far as undoing it, it would be similar to switching from traditional storage vendor A to traditional storage vendor B. You have a migration step and things like that. So while time-consuming and maybe somewhat painful, certainly not impossible.
Okay, and who is it that makes the decision to embark on storage virtualization?
Again, I would say it probably ranges throughout the IT staffing, but generally it's a CIO type of decision or a manager of IT, and then it's driven through the organization in that manner.
Right, and so once you decide to implement storage virtualization, are you pretty much tied to the approach of your primary storage vendor? For instance, if you're an EMC shop, does that mean you go with EMC's approach or not necessarily?
For the most part, once you deploy a storage infrastructure, a virtualization infrastructure, yeah, you're tied to that approach. Again, similar to the earlier question, moving out of one virtualization infrastructure and into another is not impossible, but time-consuming and can be somewhat painful to go through. So I would, we always recommend that you make sure you're fairly confident in the virtualization vendor you select.
Okay, great. And every company seems to be deploying server virtualization, but companies are moving slower to deploy storage virtualization. Do you expect that pace to pick up this year?
I wouldn't really tie it down to a particular year. I think that we'll see a gradual accelerating pace as the technology becomes more commonplace. I think the broader question is, why is it slower? And I think the speed is, with server virtualization, it's easier to dip your toes in the water because most of the virtualization software guys have free trials and stuff. With storage, you're really into the infrastructure at that point, and you've got to make a pretty good commitment.
All right, and that's actually all I have for today. So thank you very much for your time, George.
Okay, thank you.